Steve?
Now on something somewhat different. Predicting earthquakes and avalanches is a notoriously difficult problem. Scientists have been attempting to do so for hundreds of years with very, very little success. Now a group from Imperial College may have worked out a way forward. Both earthquakes and avalanches are types of critical phenomena. The classic example is slowly pouring sand onto a pile. The top of the sand pile slowly gets more and more unstable until something gives and you get a landslide. The problem is that predicting how big this landslide or exactly when it's going to be is almost impossible, because it might just be a tiny little landslide, just a few centimetres, or it might be a huge one. There's this small landslide triggers a bigger one, which triggers a bigger one, and swoops the whole way down the pile. Now, Henrik Jensen has been looking at a simplified version of this. He's been creating a pile of ball bearings in two dimensions, adding one at a time to the top of the pile. Every time he added a ball, he took a photo, and occasionally there were landslides of different sizes, and he's been trying to predict it in various ways. He found it was virtually impossible to predict the size of the landslide the traditional way by looking at the size of the previous landslides, but he did have more luck by looking at the state of the pile before each ball was added. He found the more disordered the pile was before the next ball was added, the larger the landslip was going to be, and he could predict the size of the landslip with a 64% accuracy. He thinks he can get a lot better by using a more sophisticated model. It sounds pretty pretty abstract finding, but it does show that if you're wanting to predict avalanches or earthquakes, you shouldn't be looking at the history of previous avalanches, but you should be looking at the actual state of the snow or the actual state of the rocks underground, and so it might look to be a way forward.
So if you have very freaky weather, which leads to a very disordered structure of the snowpack, that's a more avalanche-prone situation than any particular sequence of weather.
Yeah, it's not so much the... it's less about exactly the snowpack. Probably in an actual avalanche, it wouldn't necessarily be the disorder. It might be some properties of the snow which are different, but the important thing is to be studying the actual snow on the ground every day, rather than looking at when the last avalanche was, if you want to predict what's going on in the future.
Thank you, Dave. I understand that the best model actually comes from using table tennis balls, which are very cheap and very light, so they don't actually damage people, but they provide an excellent study subject because it's very easy for digital cameras to see them.